O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Matthew 11, verses 25 through 30. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to Come to Me by David Baloche. Guitar arpeggios in a heartbeat-like percussion pattern provide a warm blanket backdrop for the words of Matthew 11. The lyricist combined translations of the text to reiterate the comfort and peace promised by Jesus. Towards the end of the song, these phrases are layered over top of each other in a woven tapestry.
Matthew 11:25 through 30. At that time, Jesus said, "I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and intelligent and revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, because this was your good pleasure. All things have been entrusted to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son desires to reveal him. Come to me, all of you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, because I am lowly and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." I'm at a stage in parenting where neither of my children are particularly independent. They are capable of some things, and there are certain activities that they insist on doing themselves. But when they really need help, they don't hesitate to ask for it. Big things, little things, it doesn't matter. They're not uncomfortable with being needy. My kids haven't yet bought into the illusion of self-sufficiency. We, on the other hand, like to think that we can handle things on our own. We are often ashamed of our neediness. But here in this text, Jesus tells us not to be. In fact, he tells us that children, infants even, have a spiritual advantage. Why? Because they know their need and they're not ashamed of it. And Jesus tells us here that that reality ought to define our approach to him. I love what Paul Miller writes in his book, A Praying Life. He says that a needy heart is a praying heart. Dependency is the heartbeat of prayer. John Calvin, in his Institutes of the Christian Religion, tells us that when we approach God, we should do so with a sense of need that excludes all unreality. I think that is such a good phrase. He's saying that living in reality means acknowledging that we are not enough on our own, that we don't have all of the answers, that we don't have, nor do we fully know all that we need. Calvin says that when we approach God, we should do so with the, quote, disposition of a beggar. And so again, hear Jesus' words in Matthew 11:28. Come to me, all of you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Jesus doesn't say to us, come to me, all you who are super spiritual, who are killing it in life, who are now so sufficient that you don't need anything. No, the invitation is to the weary, the tired, the needy. Jesus has what we need, and we don't have to put on a show to get it. In Christ, we are God's children. And our Heavenly Father beckons us to come to him, and he applauds any and every step we take towards him. In C.S. Lewis's famous work, Mere Christianity, he reminds us of an amazing truth. He says that God is easy to please, but hard to satisfy. What does that mean? Well, let's start with the hard part. God makes massive claims on our lives. He doesn't just want a part of us. He wants all of us. We are called to die to ourselves. And God will not give up on us until we look like what we are by faith, his righteous sons and daughters. But this God who requires our all is also easy to please. He celebrates every step we take towards him. Lewis writes, "This helper who will, in the long run, be satisfied with nothing less than absolute perfection will also be delighted with the first feeble, stumbling effort you make tomorrow to do the simplest duty. Every father is pleased at the baby's first attempt to walk." God calls us to live in reality. Despite our best attempts, we don't have it all together. We are needy, but that is okay. God calls his needy children to come to him just as we are, and he is delighted in our feeble, wobbly efforts. So take some wobbly steps today. Reflect on the reality that God is your Father, that by the Spirit you get to call him Abba or Dad. Try to lean into the intimacy with God that Christ has made possible. Do this and see how God works. Let's close now with this prayer from the Book of Common Prayer. Father, Lord of heaven and earth, by whose gracious will the mysteries of the kingdom are revealed to the childlike, teach us humility of heart after the example of your Son, that in shouldering his yoke we may find refreshment and rest. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.